KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Defence Minister Andy Motshekga says the withdrawal of South African troops from the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo marks a new chapter in regional peacekeeping. It follows a directive issued by the Southern African Development Community. Last month, SADC decided to end its deployment in the DRC after 17 soldiers died in a conflict launched by the M23 armed group. Briefing the media today, the minister confirmed that forces, including those from Tanzania and Malawi, have begun exiting the mission area. Motshekga says it will bring about political and diplomatic solutions to address Eastern DRC's ongoing security crisis.
This withdrawal is a structured process designed to ensure that safe return of both our troops and our equipment is not compromised. So all logistical support will continue during this phase. South Africa remains committed to a peaceful state, stable and a prosperous DRC.
And back home, nursing union Denosa is calling for the swift arrest of those behind the murder of a nurse in Molongwane in northern KZN. The woman, employed at the local hospital, was allegedly killed by unknown people in her home this week. Denosa in KZN wants the health department and police to work together in finding those responsible. Provincial Secretary Andy Lembeje says such acts are an attack on the health sector.
Currently, the state is suffering with a cross shortage. By killing one nurse, it means how many members of the public who will suffer due to that shortage of that individual who has been assisting the members of the public.
And abroad, three children who've been locked inside their home since 2021 have been rescued by Spanish police. Officers say they arrested a 53-year-old German man and a 48-year-old American woman in Oviedo. The 8-year-old twins and a 10-year-old have been taken for medical evaluation and are now at a government juvenile center. A Spanish news outlet says an investigation was launched after a neighbor complained about children who lived in the home not attending school. The parents have been charged with domestic violence, habitual psychological abuse, and child abandonment. On the weather front back home, clear skies across KZN tomorrow. Durban and Pietermaritzburg reach a high of 23 degrees. Ulundi and Margate, 24. Ladysmith and Newcastle, 22. Richards Bay, 26. Moy River and the Berg, 20. And Kokstad, 21. In Durban, there's 2 metre high swells at the beach tomorrow morning with sunrise at 27 minutes past 6. You can follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest local and international news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio News Watch. That's it from the News Watch team for today. I'm Tamasha Kanyi.